Great is our God. Great is our God. And the more we focus on that, and the more we know that and believe that to be true, no matter what, we know that we can go through life and have every kind of blessing in abundance to us, right? Yes, we do. And so this morning, we want to talk about you for a second, if you don't mind. You good with that? You like talking about you? Okay, beautiful. All right. And we'll talk about you right in front of you. How about that? That'd be different, right? Am I right? What I want to talk about are your measurements. Uh-oh, now I lost a crowd. Wait a minute. Uh-oh. But you know what? When a baby's born, right? When a baby's born, what's the first thing that gets posted now on Facebook besides a little baby picture, right? Or if you send out a text or you send out a letter or however you announce, the baby announcement always was what? The baby's name and what? The weight and the length, right? This baby right here, I was born 8 pounds, 10 ounces. And I've gained a few over the years. But that's a measurement, right? And how is it that's an okay measurement, right? It's like an exciting thing. In fact, you know, the more a baby weighs sometimes, it's like, wow, that's a baby. It's huge, right? Awesome. What a great big baby this is. What a great big person they're going to become, right? Right? Anyway, but we love measurements, don't we? In some places, right? And in some contexts, right? So I want to talk about measurements that really matter, however, not physical measurements, because we can get so caught up in that, right? Suddenly now, if I were going around and asking some of you your weight and your height, I'd be like, no. And God forbid you ask the age of anyone, right? Don't want to do any of that. Those measurements are not what we want to look at, are they? But see, I want to talk about spiritual measurements, because spiritual measurements are the only measurements that really matter, right? And what your measurements are do make a difference in this world, don't they? How you measure up to Christ. That's what the Bible tells us. We're to come into full measure, growth, mature measure of Christianity in Christ, right? So that's the kind of measurement I want to talk about today. Because here's the thing. What you measure improves. Think about that. If you don't measure something, no matter what it is, it could be your blood pressure, it could be your sugar, it could be your weight, it could be all kinds of things, your finances. If you don't measure it and you're not paying attention to it, how could it improve? How do you know whether or not it needs to change for the better? So we constantly need to keep track of our measurements, don't we? And you need to know what your measurements are. And Jesus spoke of this, and he was speaking to the early disciples, but also the crowds that gathered before him. He was their teacher, their rabbi, and he was going to teach them things that were not religious in nature, but mattered for life, that really, truly mattered. How we are measured in life needs to be how we are as Christians, right? That's our greatest measurement that we all need to be looking at ourselves to improve. And so Jesus spoke of that. I'm gonna just kind of pick out four things that I think Jesus wants us to measure. And so if you measure these four things, I believe you'll have a better quality of life for you and those around you. Would you want that this morning? Wouldn't you like your measurements to be like, you know, they're supposed to be, right? Right, in the physical way, right? Our health way. Wouldn't we all want that? How about in a spiritual way? Doesn't that matter even more? And I have a belief that when our spirit is measured in the proper ways and we have all of our spiritual ducks in order, if you will, I think the physical also falls in line as well. It falls in line as well. So let's look at some of the things that Jesus spoke of. We're going to begin. I'm going to go through Matthew, Mark, and Luke, not the whole entire scriptures. I'm just going to give you a couple of tidbits from each of those gospels, because he speaks of this, and each of the gospel writers wrote down what Jesus had to say. And he was teaching, particularly at the Sermon on the Mount. He was there for many hours teaching the people about their measuring sticks, if you will. Matthew 7, verse 1. Stop judging others, and you will not be judged. For others will treat you as you treat them. Whatever measure you use in judging others, it will be used to measure how you are judged. What's the first measurement? The one thing we have to know about measurements is this. Whatever measure you put out there comes back to you. And no matter, it comes back in like kind. So Jesus is speaking to those people and to us this morning and saying for us to stop judging others. First thing he teaches us, stop judging others. Mark chapter 4, verse 23. I'm going to start there. Be sure to pay attention to what you hear. The more you do this, the more you will understand, and even more besides. To those who are open to my teaching, more understanding will be given. So the measure that we listen to God, right? The measure that we listen, the more we listen to God and God's precepts, God's principles, God's teachings, the more we're going to understand about God and how to live. So the more you listen, the more you learn, the more learning you will have in turn. And by the way, if you do that, you'll be able to stop judging and you'll be able to stop criticizing and those sorts of things as well. Then we're going to turn over to Luke chapter 6, verse 37. Oh, he says it again. Stop judging others and you will not be judged. Stop criticizing others or it will come back to you. If you forgive others, you will be forgiven. So what's the next thing he's teaching us about? Forgiveness. If you forgive others, you will be forgiven. If you don't forgive others, you won't be forgiven. If you give, so now is another lesson he's teaching us. He says, if you give, you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full measure. Pressed down, shaken together to make room for more and running over. Whatever measure you use in giving, you will receive. It will be used to be measured back to you. So pretty simple, right? Very easy concepts. The measure that you put out comes back. The more you give, the more you receive. So the more you judge, the more you're going to be judged. The more you criticize, the more you'll be criticized. And the more you forgive, the more you'll be forgiven. So the question always becomes, which one of those areas do you need some work on? Because all of us, if we were to look at our measurements in the literal sense, right, in a physical way, there's certain parts of us probably that could use a little help. Am I right? Or maybe there's lots of parts of us that could use a lot of help, right? But you have to know where you're starting to begin, right? You have to know, where am I? I have to measure it. I have to say, where am I on the scale of God's growth for me, right? Where am I? As it relates to judging. Am I somebody who gives a lot of constructive criticism? That hat, it's a plaid. Let's see, you're wearing a plaid hat. Huh. Look at those shoes. Wow. That old purse. Would that be considered judging? Do you know when you're doing it? Do you know when it's been done to you? You're more so, right? Let me fix that collar for you. How's that? Oh, let me button that shirt. Some of us want to be helpful with others, don't we? Don't we? Don't we always know what's best for someone else? How many of you love criticism? How many of you love to be criticized? Even in a passive-aggressive way. You know, a sideways compliment, I call it. Wow, that blouse looks good on you. You don't look so fat in it anymore. You look good in stripes. It makes you look so much thinner. But we wouldn't call that criticizing, would we? But it is, isn't it? Whatever you measure improves, right? Do you want to improve your relationships with other people, right? Stop trying to help them change so much. Who needs to do the changing? Who was Jesus speaking to here? Did he just talk to Peter? Who, we know he should have talked to Peter, right? Of course he was talking to Peter directly. Peter needed to hear that sermon, right? And John, right? What about, see, I said this was about who this morning? Yes, you. Oh, and I have to include me in that, right? Because I'm one of you. And we're in this together, are we not? Right? Yes. That's why I wore stripes. Jesus says also in the scriptures that the measure of a person is their relationship with God, how rich they are towards God and other people, because he speaks about loving our neighbors as ourselves, right? And he says also that all the law and all the commandments can be summed up in loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself, right? So that's the measure we want to use, isn't it? It's a measure you want to use. Your measurements as a Christian are always going to be a reflection of Christ. So the more you show Christ's love to others, and the less you criticize, the less you judge, the more you forgive, the more you give of yourself, of all that you are, you're showing not only what's going to come back to you, but it's also going to bless others as well, is it not? Right? Because none of us like to be criticized. None of us like to be judged. None of us want people to hold grudges against us or resentments towards us. We want to be forgiven, don't we? And we want to forgive others. It's a very simple, very easy, easily understood concept, right? If you want more love in your life, what must you give? Love. You want more forgiveness? Forgive. You want more compliments? Give a few hundred million of them. Say something good about somebody else and even yourself. Whatever measure you use, Jesus said it, the measure you use, you know, small, medium, or large, you know, we get to pick. We get to pick it in terms of our financial well-being, our prosperity, our abundance, our attitude, our joy, our peace, all those things. The measure that we use, even in receiving of blessings. Now, I want to give you permission this morning also that if you are a good giver, are you a good giver? Yeah. That's how this church functions, by good givers, right? Right? And the more you give, the more good goes out. The more good goes out to others, and it just ripple effects, and then good comes back to you too. Blessings come back to you, and it's okay to receive blessings from God as well. And sometimes you just need to change your measuring device. Sometimes you just put out a spoon and say, okay, this is what I'm giving, and then we want what in return? A bucket full. A bucket. Bring me a bucket of blessings, God, because I want them. There is a give and take with Scripture. It just happens to be the truth. So what you do for others and how you do it with the kind of heart you do it is how others are going to do it back for you. Do you want a blessed life? Be a blessing. be a blessing. Do you want more peace in your life? Seek peace. You want more forgiveness? How do we get that? Be more forgiving. Whatever measure you use in giving, whatever it might be, large or small, whatever size, you get to choose. And that's the beauty of what God's about, though, or the problem sometimes. We have free will, don't we? We've been given the free will to give in small measure or large measure. You get to choose. But I want you to think about this morning, if you want your life to improve, does anybody want their life to improve? Okay, a couple of you. Oh, the whole room said that. Wow, wow, fine. Start to measure. Start to measure every area of your life. Every area. Pay attention to it. Listen more to God and God's guidance. And follow it. Follow it. And the more you listen, the more understanding will come. And the more understanding will come. And the more understanding will come. And the things that you don't understand, you can ask God for guidance and direction on. And he will provide the answers that you need. But pay attention to your words, to your actions, to your thoughts, and whatever measure you're using. Are you giving out a lot of good? Yes. Yes, yes. Come on, church, stick with me now. Yes, yes, we're doing a lot of good. We're doing a lot of good here. How do we measure it? How do we measure it? By the fruit. Right? We look at the fruit of our labor. We look at some of the ministries in this church, and we can say for 20, almost 25 years, we've been ministering in the Dominican Republic and changing children's lives by the thousands. The more we've given, the more they've been blessed, and the more we've been blessed in return. Not always in like kind. See, sometimes we think it's going to come back in like kind. Sometimes you put a dollar in the offering plate, and you expect 10 back, and you don't get 10 back. What happened to the slot machine? It didn't work today. That's not what that's about. It might come back that somebody takes you to lunch and buys your lunch that day. Or maybe you get a refund from somewhere else and it's $24 or something, that or a check comes in the mail that you didn't expect, right? Or somebody pays you a compliment. Would you like to be paid a compliment? Why do you think they say it's paid? Because it's a reward. It feels good, doesn't it? Right? Riches come not just in monetary means and ways, but blessings come back in so many ways. So many ways. So we know this morning that we're going to stop judging others, right? Yes. This side of the room, please stick with me now. We're going to stop judging others, right?
Yes.
Yes. We're going to stop criticizing others. And including yourself, because you're another.
Yes.
You're going to forgive everyone.
Yes.
I think we're having a special pastoral meeting after service. Can you forgive me for keeping the sermon so short? Yes. I get to vib on my birthday. Okay. And you are going to give more.
Yes.
Whoops. You're going to give more?
Yes.
Of yourself?
Yes.
Of your time?
Yes.
Of your talents?
Yes.
Of your tithes?
Yes.
Of your compliments?
Yes.
Isn't this a wonderful sermon?
Yes.
You're a wonderful congregation. See how you got it back? Yeah. Now do you understand the importance?
Yes.
Okay, you're really with me now. You understand the importance of what you put out and the measure you use, whatever it is, large or small, whatever it is, your thought life also is included in this. Because believe me, I know sometimes you wouldn't want the bubble going over your head when you're walking around with someone and you're looking at them and you kind of go, ooh. And, you know, you wouldn't want those words actually said over your head that you're thinking, right? Because you might just be judging somebody else, right, in that moment. Be aware of that. Be aware of that. You want to improve spiritually. You want to be more like Christ. I know you do. He taught those disciples and those people, and he's teaching us this morning to know what our measurements are, to pay attention to that, and to continue to work on constantly making sure that what we put out is good and gracious and loving and caring and forgiving and giving, because that's the way God is. God puts the rain and the sun on the good and on the evil. And so must we as well. We don't get to pick and choose who we love or don't love. We don't get to pick and choose who we forgive or don't forgive. We don't get to choose who we judge and criticize or who we don't. We have to treat everybody as God does. One human family. And love them all, right? So what's your measurements today? What's your size of your Christianity in terms of your spiritual growth? 8 pounds, 10 ounces? Just beginning? That's okay. Because one day you'll grow up in Christ. One day you'll mature and you'll be more and more like him. That's my prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.